The legislature Friday approved cuts to the duration and frequency of group therapy, the Medicaid fund used to house and treat the state's mentally ill criminal population. Providers worry those facilities will now close. Arkansas Public Media's Sarah Weitz-Kotacek has details.
Lawmakers made cuts limiting group therapy from an hour and a half to an hour. They also capped visits at 25 a year. State Representative Charlie Collins led the change, he says, because lawmakers have vowed to trim Medicaid spending in the state by $835 million in the next 5 years.
My actual hope is these changes could create some innovations so that some of these people that have had hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of sessions at taxpayer expense, that somebody would come up with an innovative approach.
Collins says Arkansas spent $147 million Medicaid dollars over 2 years for group therapy, many more times than neighboring states. But Diane Skaggs is director of the Mental Health Council of Arkansas, and she says there's a huge catch. While other southern states have per diem rates, intensive day treatment, and other funding options through Medicaid, Arkansas's residential centers depend on the funding code for group therapy. Everything hinges on that.
Don't just look at numbers and say, this is a problem and cut it without understanding what it does to the whole system and to our most vulnerable clients.
The council also operates lockdowns with round-the-clock monitoring for about 1,000 people who would have been convicted of crimes but pled mentally unfit. Group therapy-coded dollars are a substantial portion of their budget, and Skagg says they won't be able to stay open. She doesn't know where the residents will go, and she says the prospect calls to mind the move the residents made out of the state hospital and into the lockdowns following a federal lawsuit a few years ago.
The chronically mentally ill don't go away. Seriously, mostly disturbed children don't go away. So that to pull this out with yanking it basically out from under people means that it will come out in another area, such as emergency room visits, hospitalizations, and unfortunately, jail.
An estimated 30% of Arkansas's prison population, the fastest growing nationwide, suffer from mental illness. But there's another population that will be impacted. Shakika Washington is a regular Medicaid patient with mental health issues. She attends the weekly group therapy at the Little Rock Community Mental Health Center.
That relates to me. But my question is, sometimes it's when I'm afraid to get to the point where I was before, where I wanted to end my life.
John Pine is in Shakika's group and spoke to them at a meeting this week about his struggles.
So you kind of have to fight through the depression and hope it cycles through to where you come up with a healthy thought.
So
you know,
just putting some space though between that depressive thinking too.
Yeah.
With the diffusion.
Lisa Evans is
yes.
The director of the Little Rock Center, whose group classes focused on life skills will now be shortened from an hour and a half to an hour.
Group psychotherapy in particular is something that's very effective and efficient for delivering manualized treatments, treatments that are heavily researched, treatments that we know are effective for multiple diagnoses.
Evans believes the spending is justified, but Collins says something in Medicaid has to go.
As soon as they recommend a cut somewhere else, those people will say, don't cut here, cut somewhere else. And that process of whack-a-mole, which has been going on in Arkansas for decades in the arena of health reform, has led to the bloated cost system that we've got today.
Advocates say they're all for routing out fraud and excess, but their spending was already scrutinized by state-contracted auditors. The new caps take effect October 1st. Sarah Weitz-Kotacek, Arkansas Public Media.